Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin' Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 426, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 8, Soul Searching.
It aired March 23rd, 2002, written by Jill Donnellan, directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
I feel like Sakamoto's been on the last good run of these?
He's been on all of them since six. So he's been on 6, 7, and 8 so far. And then he takes a break and then comes back. It looks like he does, like, he'll do 3 in a row, and then it'll either be like 3 different people or someone else will take over a little bit, and he'll do 3. It's kind of back and forth. But he's definitely is like the main director, it looks like.
Okay.
On the show. But if you're new here, everybody, hey. Welcome to the podcast. How's it going?
How are you today? Hope you're having a nice time.
Staying hydrated? It's hot out there. Ooh, is it? Ooh, the heat out there?
That's hot.
It's like the devil's butthole. It's so hot out there. hope you're staying hydrated. Wear sunblock. Reapply frequently. If you're new, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Wild Force has been good for the last couple. It's been trending up.
I feel like
pretty good.
I feel like in those first few episodes, we kept being like, there's good stuff here. They're just like doing bad stuff instead. And I feel like they're starting to lean into the good stuff. So hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, I'm editing episode 4 now. And I think you literally say, like, I'm most mad because there's a good show in here and they won't do it. And then we're like, maybe it's just going to be bad forever. Or hopefully it turns around. And the next episode started turning around. And then last episode was dope.
Yeah.
So hopefully Soul Searching will be of comparable dopeness.
I just hope it doesn't need to be all the way dope. I just hope it's cool.
Yeah, cool, we'll be fine. I'm just really looking for not frustrating at this point.
Yeah.
Even though I've been a little spoiled, because last episode had 2 Magic Bear kids who turned into Sonic the Hedgehog.
And was like a Taylor-focused episode, and so it was definitely pandering.
It was so good. I don't know if there's ever going to be an episode better than that one in the show or in my heart, as far as Wild Force is concerned. Anyway, we're going to go watch Soul Searching right now.
Wild Times!
And we're back, and we just watched Soul Searching, and it was pretty good.
I would say this episode was cool.
All right. Good. What I liked about it, we'll get to it, but what I liked about it wasn't like, it wasn't better than the Bear Brothers are back, baby.
No, man. Let me tell you about the Bear Brothers. I love them.
They're the greatest. They're maybe the second and third best characters on the show currently.
I think they're my favorite Zords.
I think same.
Full stop. Blanket statement.
Oh, like ever?
Yeah. They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. But yeah, there's a lot of like lore stuff in this episode. It's very intriguing that I'm very excited to talk about.
Yeah, they're doing this cool thing where I say, I wish we would see some of this, and then they do it in the next one.
Yeah. Keep wishing for good things.
You got it.
This 16-year-old show will deliver, hopefully. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's our website. That's where you can go to listen to old episodes of the show, all of the stuff that you can't find on iTunes. We've talked about it, and on the Discord a while ago, a couple people said it would be a good idea to do, like, Morphin' Grid classic feeds of, like, 2 or 3 seasons, and just have, like, the one that's up be, like, volume 1, and then have, like, Zeo through InSpace be volume 2, and do that every time we get a couple, so that's a pain in the butt, but maybe we'll look into it.
Yeah, I don't see any real reason why not. I just have this weird thing of if we submit too many of the same show that Apple will cancel us.
No, they're not gonna cancel it because it's different feeds and it's different.
That's true.
You know, and it's not like they're all connected anyway because we don't know how to do that. Some people you can click on, like, who's the provider of these podcasts, like, here's all their shows. Us Every single one will only take you to one show, no matter which Hey Jake and Josh you click on, for whatever reason. We're not big time enough.
Nope.
Anyway.
That'll be easier than coding an archive website, which is what I'm doing now.
I mean, yeah. I mean, might have to do both just to be safe.
I wouldn't stop, but like for a quicker fix.
A quicker fix, yeah, for sure. Anyway, that's on the table now. So look forward to that sooner than before the heat death of the universe. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Crispin Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Google Podcasts, which is somehow different than Google Play, even though the podcasts are also on that. But Google Play doesn't like us. And I don't know if Google Podcasts likes us anymore, but I can't tell. I use iTunes like a 1% billionaire, I guess.
I feel like if I tried to use Google Play on an iPhone, it would just brick it.
Yeah, it would just turn your phone into a real cool paperweight. But if you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would be great. Helps people find the show. Helps us climb those ratings. Get those internet bucks for getting up those charts. We got to defeat Shao Kahn somehow, and we're never going to do it if we can't climb up the ratings ladder.
That's right. We got to go through the Classic Tower and defeat all the other podcasts.
Yep.
And then we can fight Mortal Podcast one-on-one.
Yeah, then we can fight Joe Rogan's podcast. And honestly, I feel like I could take him in a fight. He's a lot taller than me and probably has a lot more weight than me, but I'm scrappy. So
I'm a terrible fighter, and I would get laid out immediately.
Well, see, that's the other thing is we have the numbers on our side. It's just one guy on that podcast. That's
right. I'll distract him.
Yeah,
with my face, and then you get him while he's punching me.
And then I'll put him in the final boss.
That's it.
Make him feel pain.
Game over, man.
No one beats the final boss. So if you want to leave us a review, that'd be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some cool stuff in return. You get the Hey Jake and Josh podcast, which just went up 2 weeks ago for you. For us, it was the other day. You get early episodes. You get the Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, which we broke the milestone, so we gotta record some of those, and I know that somebody has a brand new copy of the DVDs.
It's weird, because Latasha's DVD came in, but mine wasn't there. No, I have it. You just have to tell me which episode we're on, because I don't remember.
I think I'll look.
We do what, 5 at a time?
We do 5 at a time, and we do 2 episodes each time. So I think we're on episode 21.
Have we done 4?
Yeah, I think 8 was the last one that went up.
Dang.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Anyway, so we got to do that soon. Not next week, because I might be on jury duty. Woofa doofa. If we only had one episode go up 2 weeks in a row, it's because I was on jury duty, and it is the most draining activity there is in the world.
And it ruined podcast. Jury duty ruins podcasts.
Look, so what happened last time, I took a whole week off afterwards. I was like, I can't. The day after I did jury duty, because I got a couple days off just in case, and we finished the case in one day, so I had an extra day off. I just watched movies all day like a regular person. That's all I watched, like Big Hero 6 and Wreck-It Ralph and Guardians of the Galaxy, I think. And that's all I did that day. Anyway, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. Help us not have to – Josh have to get a job.
Oh, please. I'm dragging my heels, but I'm right on that cusp.
You gotta be getting close to half to needing one.
Yeah, I think I have to apply this week.
So patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. And if Josh doesn't need to get a job, that means that we're also making enough that I can quit my job. So help your old buddies out and go on over to Hey Jake and Josh. This is Patreon. Saved it. Josh, we got a couple new patrons to thank.
All right.
One couple of new patrons, just enough. First up is Brendan.
Thank you, Brendan.
And Eli.
And thank you, Eli.
Really appreciate your patronage and helping us talk about Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, because those are the two that put us over. So thank you very much.
We have 2 reviews on iTunes.
An embarrassment of riches.
This first one does give me a question that I need to ask, but let me read it first.
Okay.
It is from iTunes user Larson, Iowa, all one word.
Okay.
It's a 5-star review.
Heck yeah.
But it's titled Missing Episodes. And we just talked about this in the opening.
Okay, yes.
But they wrote, between the Morphin Grid and Morphin Grid Classic, episodes 112 through 297 are missing. Will those be uploaded to iTunes? And I think now, probably yes. But my question is, since the gap starts from 112, is the archive mentioned in those earlier ones? When did we start talking about that?
You didn't start an archive until after Zeo. I think all of Morphin, Mighty Morphin, and Zeo went up at once.
Okay.
In the archive. So probably they're not in there.
So the only way to like hear about the archive would be to skip 170 episodes.
Yeah, to listen to whatever the newest episode. All right, we've been mentioning it on this for a while, so.
I think I'll probably start doing those classic volumes then.
Because you can fit 150 on with the way we do.
Yeah, so like our three seasons is plenty.
Yeah.
Maybe so, even four. No, four would be too much. Four would be around the 160 plus mark. Yeah.
So Mighty Morphin seasons 1, 2, and 3 should end at 150, I think. It's around 150. So we should be able to fit all of those. I don't know if you remember how to get into the classic feed.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the. It's just another account on the same.
Oh, it's just another
thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Because if it's 1 through 112, that's season 2. That's probably around where season 2 ends.
Okay. I'll see if season 3 fits. And then I guess volume 2 would be Alien Rangers through In Space.
Yeah.
That
should.
Well,
the Alien Rangers.
Because that's only 10 episodes.
That's 10 episodes. And then it'd be Alien and Zeo and Turbo. And I don't know if. Because they were longer seasons back then. I think they might be 50. So.
Oh, that's true.
So if. If you can fit Alien Rangers in there too,
we'll have as many full seasons per volume as we can fit.
Yeah, so the volumes will definitely stop where seasons stop, and all the bonus episodes will not be in there.
Yeah, those are archive exclusives
where they belong. So you got to listen to It's Come In on exclusively on heyjakeandjosh.com/morphinggrid/archive/zeo/bonus/it's coming. I have no idea what all the slashes
are. I think that's too many. There's only one bonus page, and they're all just in there. So.
Okay, so go check that out. You said we got another one?
Yeah, I did say that.
Also, thank you for the review. Even if honestly, that question is definitely a way to get to us because we read all the reviews.
That's
so.
True. This next one is from iTunes user Cooldown Now. It's a 4-star review.
Okay, fair.
Titled Great Fun. This podcast is probably in my list of top Power Rangers podcasts. The two hosts we still have great chemistry. I think.
Yeah.
And do feel like good friends. The episode discussions are also less an episode discussion and more an excuse for them to laugh at dumb little jokes that are, I think this is supposed to say top notch comedy, but it says top not comedy, which I think is funnier.
We're getting roasted on this one. They had good chemistry and it's top not comedy.
Yes, thank you for the 4-star roast.
Yeah, thanks for melting our asses, Cooldown Now. We really appreciate it. Yeah, I think both of those might have been typos because I think we do still have good chemistry. We just have to go through the internet now.
Right. It's still here, though.
Not that much has changed.
There's literal electricity between us now.
Yes, it's electric in here. So thank you very much. We also have an email. Oh, yeah, and if you're new, on Fridays, when we're not bogged down with stuff, we do emails and patrons and read reviews. I don't know if we've mentioned that this season yet. This is when we catch up on all our housekeeping.
Yeah, Friday is the cleaning day.
Hold on. We got an email that sounds... Ooh, the Morphin Grid is charting on Apple Podcasts. We're ranked number 904 on the TV and film, baby.
Hell yeah. Top 1,000.
Top 1,000.
We are in the top 904.
Top 904. You know what that means, Joe Rogan. We're coming for you.
We only got 903 more steps on the ladder.
Well, this says in TV and film, not overall.
Oh, that's true.
So we got to find out who's number one.
First, we got to win our division, and then we go to nationals.
You're right. Once we beat everybody in the TV and film, then My Favorite Murder and Joe Rogan, we're coming for you. Serial, you better watch your ass. I don't know what other popular podcasts there are.
Oh, I don't know.
And I'm not going to fight the McElroys. I love them.
We'll use a skip fight token on that one.
Okay, good. We did get an email. It looks like we got two. Let me check this one. This one is from John. John says, "Hey, my name is John, and I've been listening for a while, and I'm glad you're finally here. Okay, so what do you get when you bring together a veterinarian, an Air Force pilot, a sumo wrestler, a pro bowler, an old man, and a girl? You get the Gow Rangers." So apparently that's who's in the season. I bet the Air Force pilot is Taylor. You get the Gow Rangers. I love the series so much as it was my first time seeing Super Sentai over 10 years ago, and I have so much love for the series. So here's a few weird facts. Dope. Toxica is a woman named Susu. I think that's how you pronounce it. Maybe it's Sue Sue in Gow Ranger, and she's played by former Sailor Pluto, Rei Saito. It's cool. I don't know from which. There's a lot of Sailor's Moon that she could have been from. The Ninja Zords from Season 3 and Cocker Ranger are in-continuity Zords from Gow Ranger. Those Zords are listed in the 100 different Zords of Gow Ranger.
Oh, that rules.
That's awesome.
I hope we get some of that, but we probably won't.
Well, we just got two bears, and neither of them were the yellow bear. So,
right, we got the black bear and the polar bear. We still need a grizzly bear, which is probably what the yellow bear was.
You know what? I think you might be right.
Do you think, then, that they're going to just be like, oh, man, the grizzly bear, and not even mention the fact that it's the same yellow bear?
100%. I think there's a 95% chance they just pretend it never happened.
Oh, nice cool frog Zord we have now that no one's ever seen before.
Right, or they'll only show the ape Zord in Forever Red when Oriko shows up.
Right.
But has the ape Zord. Then he says, all the Rangers in the series only refer to each other by color to protect their secret identities. Okay, that's pretty cool. Yellow starts the series as leader, and then Red has to prove himself, and after some stuff goes down, is accepted as co-leader. That would be much better.
That's a much better
than just
story
like,
than
he's new, he's the leader.
Yeah, a man shows up, and now he's in charge.
Yeah, because that version huffs butts. I do not like it. But it would be good if they were like, all right, you got to prove yourself. Not just like, well, he's Red, Taylor. Come on.
Right. The lion talks to him. Does he ever talk to you?
Has any of them talked to your jellies? And she's like, no, I don't need an animal to tell my jellies what to do. I'm a good leader. Finally, sorry for sending a probably too long email, but I'll probably write back when we get to certain points. Wild Force is entirely new to me, and I'm excited to finally experience it with you guys. Oh, thanks. That's awesome that you're watching it with us, because it is a time.
Yeah.
It's getting good, though, I like that about it.
The time it is right now is a good time. It started off as a bad time, but quickly turned around.
Episode 1 was a fine time, and then episode 2 was like a okay time, and then 3 was like not a great time, and then 4 was a really terrible bad time. So I don't know if it can get worse than episode 4. I was so mad during that episode.
That's the Danny one, right?
That's when we find out that Danny gets down.
Yeah, Danny gets down and dirty.
Danny is nasty.
Danny dirty money.
Danny hot stuff. Ironman. We got one from Robert, an email from Robert. Robert says, I got into Warfing Good recently, and it's reignited my Power Rangers nostalgia, and it's been great. I got it from Kingdom Smarts, which I got to from Got It Memorized. So now I'm watching some episodes on Netflix and listening to season one. Listening to the podcast. I'm almost done with season one. I do have a classic. Oh, this might be from the person.
Oh, okay.
This might be the I forgot the username already, but maybe that's Robert. I will reply to this email so that he knows.
Okay. Yeah, I will look at what's on there, what's on the classic one now, and maybe I'll get a volume 2 out this week.
Okay.
So when you're hearing this, it was out 2 weeks ago, hopefully.
There might already be one.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, because he just asked what happens to those episodes and where they are.
Link him to the archive for now, but also let him know that more classic feeds are coming.
It's coming! And then he says, also, this explosion of nostalgia got me to buy the Power Rangers Heroes of the Grid board game at Gen Con, and he shared some pictures of the 100 million figures that you get for getting Heroes of the Grid.
It's so much. It's a game I want to play, but I don't have $500 to spend on one board game right now.
Right?
I don't know how much it actually is, but there's a lot of parts.
Shannon and David got it, and they've been like painting all the minis.
Yeah.
And so if you go over to go to patreon.com/ShannonManor, just give her some money anyway. It's worth it. But if you go to Shannon Manor at Shannon Maynard on Twitter, you can kind of scroll through her pictures and find where her and her husband have been doing all of the... I think they're done with the original set, and they're working on, like, White Ranger Tommy now, and, like, and Draken and a couple others. But it looks... I don't know how you would play it, and I'm actually going to be, like, doing a road trip in, like, a month or so, so... There might be a break in the podcast. We'll see what happens. But I'm going to be doing a road trip, and I'm going to be swinging by to see them. And so I will probably convince them to let me and Scoop play that game, and I will let you know. I will report back.
All right, yeah, let me know how it goes. Because I'm also very curious about how you play it and why it needs so many pieces.
There's so many, and like there's little... like. Areas of the board, and I don't know how you would play it at all. Anyway, that's all the emails that we got, except for the cool one saying that we're number 94.
I wish we were 94. We're 904.
You're right. Can you imagine if we were all of a sudden 94?
If we were top 100 TV and film?
That would be wild, and I would expect a lot of money on Patreon to be pouring in if that was the case, just by volume. Anyway, so you want to talk about Power Rangers?
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do here.
Yeah,
it's just our rules, though.
We didn't get to 904 on the TV and movie charts talking about Mortal Kombat, I'll tell you that for free.
The best thing about making your own laws is that you're the cops.
Is that we're the cops. We're not cops. No cops here.
I'm a little bit a cop. I play not a cop on a podcast.
You play someone with a sticker on a podcast. I think it's different. Pokemon World Tour United. Go check it out. It's very fun. We start off with Cole checking in on Lion. Lion's sleepy and sick.
He's sick.
It's hard to tell what he's supposed to be.
I mean, we're going to find out that he's, I guess, just exhausted.
It's like the flu, right? Where, yeah. Like, you're sick, but you're also just completely drained.
Yeah, just wiped out. Need a nap. I get it.
Gotta get that nap.
That's me most days.
Look, a lot of time I come home from work and I take a nap right away, so I get it. Well, I shower because I walk home and it's 104 degrees out there all the time now, so I'm covered in a layer of all my internal liquids that are now external, and then I take a nap. We get a flashback of the Lion breaking, like the whole Megazord breaking apart after they do the double bear, knuckle duster, knuckle dunk, I forget what they call it. Double knuckle?
I think it was a double knuckle, yeah, something like that.
And then just, like, zaps and falls apart. Lion's like, oh, my gosh. So then he's like, how are you? And Lion roars. And I assume Cole knows what that means. But I don't. It wasn't in English, so I didn't understand it. And
it was probably something along the lines of, I'm just awful.
Bad, Cole. I'm sleepy. And he's like, I find a way to make you better. And then the bears just off to the left roar. And they're basically like, we want to help, too.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
They're good bears.
They're good bears. The bears are good. And they're just there. But I just like that he's like, oh, you want to help him too? Awesome. You're good bears. Because they feel bad for draining all of his energy. Because we find out in a second that the bears were too strong.
Yeah.
Too strong.
Lion's a wimp. He couldn't handle the bears.
Can't handle two bears. He's just a lion. And Shale's like, but don't worry, because there's a magic bird called the Soul Bird that can heal the Wild Zords, and it's in the forest.
It just sounds like he lifted too much weights.
And he ripped his muscles up.
Yeah, but they're talking like he's, like, ill, like sick.
He's got the consumption.
But I think he just needs some rest.
I think so. That's probably it.
But maybe it's also, they don't have time for rest, so they have to heal him now.
That might be it. So he's like, all right, Cole's like, where do we have to go? And then, like, the forest. So we cut down to them all in the forest. And Cole's like, Soulbird! Soulbird!
That's how...
Which
that
sounds
always
like
works,
Goldberg.
That always, always works when you're looking for a bird, is to just stand in the woods and yell for it.
Yeah, you know those famously calm animals, birds. Love being yelled at. And we cut to Master Org, and he spins around real quick. He's like... The bird. I can feel the bird in the forest.
The bird is the word. That's what, like, Master Org said. Watch the tape.
I did. No, you're right. That's 100% what he said. And Toxic is like, well, if bird is the word, what do you want us to do? And he's like, go get the bird. But, like, I don't know if he says, I hope he says soulbird. I don't actually remember, because if he doesn't, he's just sending them to the forest to get just any bird. Just find me a bird. That's the key.
I'm going to assume, and there's no evidence to back this up, but I'm going to assume that they know the same lore.
That would make sense.
So when he says, like, go to the forest and get the bird, well, that's where the soul bird lives, I guess.
Right. So we cut to them in the forest, and they're like, and Jindrax is like, this would be a lot easier if we knew what the bird looked like, but we don't. And then
it's one of those you'll know it when you see it situations.
And to be fair, we do see it, and it's exactly like you, like you would know that this is the soul bird immediately.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping it's going to be a regular little bird. Just like a regular bird, but it's not. Then in comes Dozer Man is like a big bulldozer, and he's lost in the woods and mad about it.
Yeah, like Jindrax and Toxic are talking about how they don't know what the bird looks like, and then a huge tree falls behind them.
Yeah.
And they turn around, and a big bulldozer monster is like, I hate trees!
This tree looks like all the other trees! And he picks it up and throws it at him. He's like, ah! He's not very bright, Dozer Man. And they're like, hey, hold up a minute. You're an org, and Master Org wants you to cut down all these trees so we can find the Soul Bird and also kill the Power Rangers. He's like, for Master Org, anything. I love that guy. That guy's like my dad. I love him so much. And so then we kind of fade from there to the Rangers coming up and finding Toxica and Jindrax, who are just like chilling. It's like time has elapsed, even though we haven't really gone anywhere. And they're like, what are you doing in the forest? And they're like, you're never going to find the bird. And then they point to Dozer Man, who is now a giant. So they just grew him right away.
Yeah, they straight grew him up.
Which is a good plan, because they know that the lion, because they say something about, like, we know you'll never get the lion healthy. Now you'll never get the lion healthy again.
Yeah.
So, like, they know that the lion's down. So going right to Megazord, not a bad call.
Does this mean that they had to first kill Dozer Man so that he would be foamy, and so that they could plant the seeds in him to make him grow?
You know, maybe. We don't know. We never see him little again.
That's true.
So maybe it's a one-time deal. And Jindrax is the master of blades, and you got to get that title somehow. And this time it was by chopping up Dozer Man.
Yeah, because he tells the Rangers, like, they're not ready for the Master of Blades, or like it's not time for them to fight the Master of Blades today. And then a giant Dozer Man walks out of the horizon.
Yeah. And then it gets a little weird and a little bit dumb, because they're like, all right, we can't do Megazords because it's too risky. So we'll just go. Alyssa's like, we'll just go fight it as a team. And Max is like, yeah, it's a great idea. And then Mr. Only rule we need is teamwork. He's like, no, teamwork won't work.
Every other Power Ranger is ready to do Power Ranger stuff except the Red Ranger, who stops them.
Yeah, which, he's like, it's not going to work.
On the one hand, it should have been his idea. But on the other hand, it is the safest thing to be like, no, we can't fight that.
Yeah, and
they don't have
any
muscle butt suits yet.
That's true. It is his Zord that's like downed. So it's like, he's like, I know we need Zords and we can't because of mine. But then the lion just tells his jellies, like, hey, don't worry, man, I'm good to go. Yeah. He's like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I guess.
Even sick, I can take him. Shouldn't they have, like, tried their individual Zords, maybe?
I think yes, but then we wouldn't get a pretty dope moment later.
That's true.
So,
I mean, we still could if he overwhelms them individually, too.
That is true.
And then they can't come together because the lion is achy.
He got a tattoo and got one of them got a tattoo and got the flu and gave it to all the rest of them.
That guy sounds like a jerk.
He was. Someone spent 5 days asleep and woke up with a healed tattoo.
I spent 9 hours on the floor in a cold sweat. Well, the rest of you got tattooed. So.
Look, you know, you're right. You're right. There's 3 people working there now, so it would have been, if we did it nowadays, much quicker turnaround. Yeah. They get in the Megazord. Shark has the shark tail sword, and he's like, they're like wailing on Dozer Man, and he's just like, uh-huh? Okay.
He's got too much armor. He's too bulky.
He's too thick. He is a thick, and it's too much.
It's not just the, like, the bulldozer in front of him that's bouncing off, because they hit him in the head with it and it doesn't do anything.
Right across the eyes, and like nothing happens. And he's like, cool, my turn. And then just shoves him. Just push him.
Pushes him like a big tree.
Yeah. And so then Taylor's like, y'all, we need bears.
She's like, Cole, we got to knuckle up.
We got to knuckle up. We got three ninjas knuckle up. And Cole's like, can't.
Here's maybe, though.
Is Cole the oldest of the three ninjas? No, Rocky was. Rocky. Cole was the middle.
Rocky, Colt, like a horse.
And Tum-Tum. And Tum-Tum. Like a belly. Because he eated a lot of chocolate.
I'm gonna give Taylor a little slap on the wrist here, because maybe they should have tried the armor-piercing giraffe first.
I also think that would have, because I thought that's what they were going to do. I thought they were going to try elephant and try giraffe and see if that worked before going to their last resort.
They didn't even go to elephant. It's like they get these zords to help them in one episode, and then they get another one, and the last one kind of just gets shuffled away.
Yeah.
Hopefully they all come back around.
I hope so. It would be good, like, once we have, like, a good amount of them, for them to start going, like, this one looks easily pierceable. Let's get the giraffe. Or, like, this one has a sword and shield. Let's get our own sword and shield. You know, like, that kind of thing. What happens in this episode is bonkers and dope, and I love it. But I do think that, Taylor, maybe let's not – I know the bears are radical. I get it. But maybe let's not resort to the thing that put the lion down the first time, right?
Yeah. Maybe try the other two weapons that you have first.
So Cole's like, we can't do bears. Bears too strong, too powerful to bears.
Even Cole should have been like, well, let's try one of the other ones.
Or like Max or Alyssa, who's like the owner of those zords.
Yeah.
Could have been like, well, I have a zord too.
Hey, my giraffe zord is made to pierce armor, if you remember from last time.
Yeah, but they're like, it's not two bears, so I don't think it's good. So then Lion's like, hey, Cole's jellies, don't worry. I can do two bears. It's going to be fine. So then the bears come to help because they're like, all right, Lion says bears is fine. So bears come to help. They do the Sonic Spin Dash, which is radical, and I will always love it forever.
It's pretty great.
And then they bounce off of it and knock him down. And when he gets up in a minute, he's like, hey, I'm the one that knocks him down, not you. So then they go into double knuckle mode, and they do like a good slug out, and they're about to do the double knuckle bear blast, and no power.
Nope.
Run out of juice. And they collapse, and Lion... They kind of explode, and then they disengage, and Lion's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Cole, buddy, I messed up.
And he's like, Lion, it's okay. It was our fault. We shouldn't have pushed you too hard. And then Dozer Man's like, I'm going to kill all of you. And Lion's like, oh, fuck that, and starts running at him and slams his head in Dozer Man's little dozer bucket. And now it's got a concussion. And it just stumbles back, and Dozer Man's like, what'd you learn?
Nothing.
But
then, because I think this is when Toxica is like, hey, go kill them, please.
Yeah.
And so he starts to walk toward the lion to finish it off, but all the other Zords stand between it and are like, no.
It's so good.
Leave our sick friend alone.
They all jump in, and like both bears roar at it, and then the white tiger roars. And then, like, the eagle swoops down and hits him and just, like, claws his eyes or whatever. And then Bison and Tiger charge at it and hit it. And Shark jumps out of a water and bites it on the nose and then jumps back in the water. And it's like, we're protecting our friend. And I'm like, I love this.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Good job, Zords.
And then what I love is that the follow-up to this is Cole being like, I gotta go find, or everyone being like, you go find the soul bird, we'll stay here and take care of them, the two Duke orgs.
I realized that when Toxica summons Nutties, she holds like a shell up and they come out of it.
Well, if you remember the first Nutty episode, this is what she gave to that org. I think it was Barbed Wire Org. This is what she gave to him to summon the Nutties, and there's just basically like a lot of yogurt looking stuff in there, and they splash that on the ground. And I guess a mom called Saban and was like, you cannot do that.
Now they shoot him up into the air.
So now they just hold it up and summon him down. They don't blow their load on the ground anymore.
Then some nasty putties come out.
So then the other Rangers surround Toxica and Jindrax before she summons up the Nutties. And I like this, like, I like the teamwork.
Yeah, it's really...
it's good.
It's really starting to come together. And then Cole goes and parkours through the forest. And I was thinking, he has no idea really what he's looking for or where to look.
No.
And so I just try to, like, put myself in that situation. Your friends are in imminent danger. Your Zord is sick, maybe dying. The other Zords are trying to fight off a giant monster. And you're, like... running through the woods aimlessly, like, what the hell am I looking for?
I need to find a bird. Because they don't say, like, the bird looks like this, or, like, it's a green bird or anything. They just say the soul bird, like, that's a thing you'll know. It's like, all right, I'll look for a weird bird then. He demorphs, which I imagine is to help with the parkouring.
And also for the new footage.
For the new footage. So they... he lands and he's like, Soulbird. And then there's this really cool shot of, like, it's focused on Cole, and way in the background, Master Org steps out from behind a tree. And then Cole and the camera whip around and Master Org is gone. And then it happens again behind him, but it's closer. And he turns around and Master Org's there and he's like, I'm gonna kick your ass, Cole.
All of this stuff was really cool until Master Org started to talk, and I just cannot buy into this guy even a little bit.
So he's Ukrainian. I don't know if I said that on
you did. The last episode. I think that was the last episode.
Okay, so yeah, he's Ukrainian, and he tried to hide his accent to varying effect, and I don't think it's effective at all. Because it's still there, and it's not like it's bad to have an accent, and it's not even like it's not a, like, it could be an intimidating accent, but the accent combined with his voice being, like, a little shrill, it just doesn't make him seem threatening.
No, because I was, like, thinking the whole time all of this was happening, I was like, man, it would be cool if, instead of having a Master Org at all, just, like, Toxica and Jindrax break the mold a little bit, and they're just, like, co-big bads. There's no, like, henchman hierarchy.
Doing it for themselves.
Because they're the Duke Orgs.
Yeah, even if they kept saying, like, you're doing this for Master Org, but, like, there is no Master Org. They're just lying. Because none of the monsters ever go back to see him. Like,
or even if they were like, I want you to do that. Like, if the freaking queen came up to you and said, hey, can you go fight these people? You'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, yeah, it's just a little, like, underwhelming. And, like, the way that he looks in the – it's weird because he looks more threatening in the sunlight than he does in darkness, which is, like, the opposite of everybody else ever.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, oh, okay, I kind of get the costume now. It's, like, kind of, like, weird and, like, barbarian and spooky a little bit. But then he's like, I am going to get you. And it's like, all right, you sound like a guy I worked with at Macy's. I'm not afraid of you. So then they fight – or, sorry, before they fight, Cole roasts him because he's like – he says something about destruction or whatever, and Cole's like, that's not cool, that's pathetic, you're pathetic, you're a coward.
Yeah. But then Master Org, who's about to shoot him with magic lightning, turns and says, and I think he said, you are the one who should be feared, and then shot him.
No, he says, he yells, I feel nothing, or I fear nothing. I think it was supposed to be, I fear nothing, but it sounded to me like, I feel nothing. And then he says, like, you're the one who should be afeared.
So he meant to say afraid, but instead he went total Rugrats.
Look, we're the only ones allowed to go total Rugrats around here, Master Org. Yeah, he blasts Cole, and then he grabs him with, like, energy lightning and lifts him up, and Cole's in trouble. And he drops him, and he like, the picture of, like, his family. And now, let me ask you a question. Wasn't there another boy in the picture in the first episode?
You are asking me to remember a lot.
I feel like there was mom and dad, and baby Cole and a boy and then half a man that's cut off.
Definitely remember right? half a man being cut off.
I could have sworn there was a boy there, and I might actually go watch episode one again to check.
Godspeed. send me a screenshot.
Because the boy's gone, and I paused on the picture when I was watching it, and it looks like they photoshopped an arm in where the boy was.
So there's just an extra floating arm?
No, like the boy was in front of dad arm. Right? Oh. And so they eliminated boy and just kind of painted in an approximation of dad arm and chest. So
the dad standing there and his one arm exposed is like out in this weird angle.
It's like a perfect right angle. Just like, this is how I take a picture. There's no boy here.
It's like right before the shutter was pushed. He's like, what do I do with my hands?
Huh? It's like weirdly faded and blurred. Like, I don't know why. I don't know what's up with that. But Master Org is looking at the photo, and he's like, oh, and he gets a flashback. And this flashback is maybe my favorite thing of the episode.
This is really cool, even though it has to deal with Master Org.
Yeah, but it's interesting at least. It's weird, but it's interesting. So the flashback is his mom and his dad, Cole's mom and dad, the two people in the picture, running through the forest, through the jungle, rather, and they like get into this like camp and they run into one of the tents and they start tucking Cole in because they're panicked. Right. And the mom tucks baby Cole in and is like, shh, baby, don't cry. There's a guy trying to murder us. And then a hand opens the tent door flap. And the dad says, you took the seeds, didn't you?
I thought. He probably said you took them, but I could have sworn he said you ate the seeds.
He might have said you ate the seeds. I know it was something to do with the seeds.
Yeah.
And then we get like a close up of like the forehead of a clearly a human Master Org. He's got the two weird like veins right. on the side of his eyes. And like it's just him with like a regular haircut. Yeah, and like a guy.
He's got like safari clothes on.
Yeah, because they're like on expedition or something.
Yeah.
And then he like attacks the dad. The dad like pushes him out of the way so the mom can grab Cole and run out. And she starts running and the dad like stops to stop them. And he gets literally murdered.
Yeah, he gets like eaten by vines.
Yeah. And then Human Master Org catches up to the mom
He teleported, I think, because she was running away from the cabin and she ran into him.
Okay, yeah, so because we'll see that he can teleport in a minute. So yeah, and oh, you know what? He also just teleported a second ago with the
that's true
whole tree trick. So she runs into him. He just like grabs Cole out of her hands, and then just like flaps the towel, and there's no baby in there.
The way he grabbed it, I was like, no, you can't just grab a baby because he grabbed it by like the neck and just pulled but, it
like,
out of her.
Yeah,
arms.
Like all right, I got it. Yeah,
and then he kills the mom, right?
And then he murders the mom. She's like, you'll never find him. Like, you'll never find where he is. And then kills the mom. And then we come out of the flashback and Cole rips his shirt off and runs and does a triple sow cow and grabs the photo and he lands and he's like, wah.
He gets up and his shirt is ripped to hell. There's like one string holding it together that he yeah. rips off and he says, hey, that's mine. Like aggressively. He's like, hey, that's yeah. mine.
That's my photo. Give me that picture. And so he goes and he gets it back and Master Org says something, I think, or he's like, oh, you, and he's like, shut up. And so then they start fighting. He says something, he's posturing, right? And then the soul bird lands and it's a Zord. Obviously, it was going to be a Zord. I was like kind of hoping it would be a regular bird, though.
I was, too, hoping it would be some kind of, like, poorly CGI'd phoenix-looking thing or something.
Yeah. But or just, no, like, a parrot from Birdemic.
It's just a green bird Zord, but it's little. It's, like, a maybe, like, turkey-sized at the best.
It's no bigger than – it's, like, a little bit bigger than Circuit, probably.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, a Circuit and a half. But Master Org blasts at it. And it knocks the branch that it was nesting in down, and then the soul bird flies away, and Cole's like, no, soul bird, please come back. And Master Org's like, Now your lion will never get healed because that bird is never seen twice. No one's ever seen it twice. Bird gone. Then lion hears that the lion will never get better and is like, hey, quit threatening my friend, and just screams from wherever he is, and it rattles the earth, and Master Org gets spooked and runs away.
I thought when Master Org first picked up the photo and it like cut to it, I was looking, I was like, is that Cole's dad?
Is Master Org Cole's dad?
But it is not. He killed Cole's dad. But I am now 99% sure that Master Org is the man that is ripped out of the photo.
For sure. 100%. So then Cole's mad and he like punches the ground. He's like, no, you ruin everything. Now my lion's never going to get better. And then a green orb floats down, the same color green as the soul bird. The soul bird orb floats down and Cole grabs it and he goes, whoa. And there's like a shadow behind him.
Yeah, like it flew over. I thought it was going to be, because it's like a green.
It's the same color green as the soul bird.
I was like, oh, cool. We got like a bird gun or something that we can shoot a bulldozer with.
Right.
But no.
Nope.
Instead, it's a much more radical Zord than that.
So then Cole meets back up with his friends and he's like, guys, I got something that can help. And he holds out the Zord, the little Zord orb. And there's a gorilla in there.
It's a big old gorilla.
And it's huge in the ball. Like, it is, like, stuffed in there. And then a gorilla Zord runs out and grows a forest and throws banana rings.
Yeah, what? He rules. That's so cool. He comes running out of the jungle.
And like a cave.
And roars at an empty field that's like, oh, sorry. And just spawns a bunch of palm trees that he then jumps on and throws giant bananas at a bulldozer from.
He's got like four bananas in his hand, in each hand. He's got like at least three in each hand between his fingers. Clawing
bananas.
Yeah. And he's like, waha! I'm a gorilla. Taste defeat with my banana rings. And then they're like, all right, this is going to be great. We can use this for a new Zord configuration. And so they do that. And so it's eagle and bison, two bears, and gorilla.
Yeah, and Cole's like, lion, you can lay down, buddy. You can have a rest.
Take it easy. But before gorilla comes out, we do get a shot of like bears shooting ice and fire at Dozer Man. And he's like, I'm ice and fire. Don't hurt me. I'm a bulldozer. And then they do the Zord, and they call it, and I rewound it like twice because I didn't hear what he said. And according to the Netflix subtitles,
oh boy,
this is the Gonga Zord. It's the Conga Zord.
It's Conga.
But Netflix said Gonga Zord. So no, Netflix. Like Congo? Like where gorillas live? Come on, buddy. What I love about Dozer Man is that he's like, yeah, heck yeah, I'll fight this new giant muscle Zord. Let's do it. Squares up to go fight him. They just punch Dozer Man to hell, and then he dies. They do the bear strike, and they do like the two slashes, and he dies. And that's it for Dozer Man.
Yep.
Rip. Then we cut to a little bit later. They're back at where Cole and Master Org fought their unmorphed. And Taylor's like, I can't believe you actually fought Master Org. And he's like, yeah, I fought him right here. And Danny's like, well, he sure made a mess of the Soul Bird's home.
Thanks, Danny.
And then Cole goes over to the nest and he sees something in there. So he starts digging through and he pulls out an egg. And he's like, there's a Soul Bird egg.
He's holding it upside down.
It is upside down. It looks a little bit like an eggplant, too.
Kind of. Like an eggplant, but it's like blue, like a robin's egg, but the size of like an ostrich egg.
Yeah, I thought it was purple. Maybe I didn't get a good look at it.
I don't know.
I thought it's either blue or purple. I don't remember.
It's on the cold side of the spectrum.
Yeah. And so they're like, we got to get this Princess Shayla right now. So they start running off and they stop because Cole didn't go with them. And he goes, it me. he's like this chick will never get to know its mother, and the implication is I don't know my mom because she was murdered.
Right, but instead of letting it sink in for even like 1 minute, it just fades to black and the episode's over.
No, they run over. The Rangers run over and like pat him on the shoulder, and Alyssa like puts her head on his chest.
Aw.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this is nice. And then it fades to black. I thought it cut to black this time, but I'm not.
It definitely faded.
Okay, because I was like, what are the rules? What are the rules? But that's the end of the
teamwork,
episode.
Teamwork, that's the rules.
But it won't work this time. So that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
You started, so I get to pick the best. I think the best is the flashback.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because like, two episodes ago, it was like, is Master Org a human now? What's up? And like, maybe he got turned into a Master Org?
I'm not convinced he is an Org.
I don't think so. I think he's a man with powers.
I think he is like possessed by Org powers, and he is wearing an Org costume, but he is just a man. That is what I am guessing.
I think so. I think it was like his Cole's parents' research assistant or partner or whatever, and he ate some seeds that had Master Org DNA in it, because we did see Master Org 3,000 years ago when he came up out of the mud.
Is this what happens when you eat the grow seeds?
I don't know if they're the same, but maybe they are.
Do the nutties come from seeds?
Maybe.
Is this what happens when you eat a nutty?
Are nutties the berries that come off the vines from the seeds that makes Master Org?
I think that's it.
Did nutties come from Master Org?
Are they all his children?
Are they actually nutties?
Only time will tell. Or not.
Or not. I mean, hey, it seems like they are telling, though, now.
Yeah, it's just weird that they didn't start at the beginning.
Well, I get wanting to, like, parse it out, right? Because, like, you didn't know. Like, if you go back to, like, Zio, like, the whole end game was with Gasket, who you didn't know about for, like, 17 episodes.
Right.
Right? And, like, that's totally fair. Like, that makes sense. That you, like, you don't introduce everything because you want them to do Power Rangers stuff right away, right? Like, and just, like,
right.
Here's some bad guys, just do some Power Rangers things. But...
I think...
They started with some bad episodes instead.
I think, retrospectively, I can appreciate the first one or two episodes a little more now. But it was just such a different way for Power Rangers to do things that I guess I did not have the faith in them to go back and tell the stories.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, last season, like, Rancic's origin wasn't until, like, 10 or 15 episodes in, so...
That's true, but we never really, outside of it came out of a space dumpster, or, hey, here's Lord Zedd now, we never really had, like, bad guy origins. Right.
And we also don't really need them.
That's also true.
You know? And, like, even going back to, like, Lost Galaxy, like, Trakina was not the main bad guy until, like, halfway through, so...
Yeah.
Or however long into it. So, like, I get, like, the storytelling makes sense. It's just, it's weird that they started with an episode without Master Org at all and then introduced him in the most impotent way possible and then had two really garbage episodes before finally getting into the stuff. It's just a lot of weird ways to go about doing things.
Yeah.
But that's my best. Is that, what is yours?
Mine's the same, the flashback. Right, I was going to give it to something else, but I think that's actually going to be my MVP. So...
Worst is Master Org himself? Like, current-day Master Org?
Yes and no. He's just not believable as this great evil that they want me to think he is, but he did kick the crap right out of Cole. So
that is true. He at least was, like, dominant in a fight.
He's formidable at the very least. Yeah.
What's your worst, then?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've really got... One, I was going to say my worst is Cole stopping them from being Power Rangers for a minute.
But it kind of makes sense because for the first time he's actually thinking about someone else.
Right. And other than Cole's acting, I think I would have to give it to Master Org's acting. And now I don't know which one bothers me the most.
I think I'm still going to give it to Master Org because Cole's is just shouty. Like, and that's nothing new.
It's shouty, but it's like... It's red. So weird because it doesn't even, like, ramp up. It just starts at the top.
Yeah. It's like what I said last time. Like the suit actor's like, all right, and then gets angry. But Cole's, like, 100% the whole time.
Yeah.
So his, like, little nod is like, hey, what are you doing?
And they don't edit around it very well either, because there will be like a short pause before he screams something, and it's like, whoa, okay, buddy. Yeah. I think I'm going to give it to Cole's shout acting.
I think I'm still going to give it to Master Org's acting, maybe specifically, because like the I feel nothing or I fear nothing.
You're the one that should be feared.
You should be afeared. And like, okay. But then like his voice just isn't threatening enough. And I don't think it's not that it can't be threatening. I just think that he's not using it threateningly.
Yeah, I think that's fair too.
He just like seems like an assistant manager who's like got eyes on being a store manager one of these days. Right, he just can't reach there.
He was just like a floor manager, but then the store manager got fired for some reason and they promoted this guy who was not ready.
Yeah. and then MVP, who's yours?
The gorilla, baby.
I'm also going to, you know what? Yeah, gorilla, 100%. And now that I'm thinking about it, that roar that shook the ground wasn't lion. It was definitely gorilla, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because we saw like red eyes open and I thought it was lion, but no, I think that's gorilla.
Yeah, because I think he had red eyes too.
I think gorilla had red eyes.
But yeah, he bursts out of the jungle, grows some palm trees, throws Wolverine banana bangarangs.
Doom tree bangarang.
And then makes this just like Andre the Giant Zord with bear arms. Like he rules.
What if Ivan Putski and Andre the Giant were one Megazord?
We're a Megazord.
It would be
It's
dope.
The Kongazord.
It'd be the, or the Gongazord, depending on if you're Netflix or not.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to give it to the gorilla Zord. All right, now we got to rank it.
I'm going to actually look at the list this time because I don't think this is
It's not better than last time, for sure.
I don't even know if it's better than the last couple.
If it's better, so I think it's going to be at least above the first episode, which would put it at number 4. And I'm trying to think if it's better than the Alyssa episode with the elephant, but I don't know if it is or not.
I'm not sure. That's tough.
Because I know I like the flashback a lot, like just the idea of it and what it like introduces to the story, but I don't know if I like that more than Alyssa finding a elephant in a cave. I think I do, because I think other than it being good, that episode had not a ton else.
I don't think there was a lot more to it than there's an elephant in there and we have to get it.
Yeah,
so I think I would put it above that one.
All right, I think above that one, but I don't think it's better than Wishes on the Water.
I don't think so either.
Somehow, some way, a Max episode was pretty good. So coming in at number 3, what was this one?
Soul Searching.
Soul Searching. All right, and that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Monday for Soulbird Salvation.
Oh, maybe Soulbird does get seen twice.
Maybe, or maybe egg hatch into baby Soulbird.
Oh, that's probably it, actually. I forgot about the egg from 5 minutes ago.
It was very recent. Honestly, I'll take either. So we will see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you. I said times.
Wild times. The times, they are wild.
These times are hot and wild.